Hello and welcome to this special episode of The Buck Stops Here. Like last night, we are live from ground zero, from the India-Pakistan border. This time tonight, we're at an area called the Arispura sector in a small village called Purobhana. Like yesterday, we have been traveling and mapping the stretch, the length and breadth of the international border in the Jammu sector, and we'll share with you in a moment our journey. But over the next 60 minutes in this special broadcast, we are going to focus on how what was meant to be a moment for the country to stand together as one has actually become a political battle. The politics seems to be overtaking the initial operation of India striking across the line of control to stop Pakistan. Is that good for the morale of the armed forces? It couldn't be, surely. That'll be our program's focus tonight. We're on ground zero, not in a studio, not behind a table. We go to where the story is. And let's share with you what our journey has been like. In the last 2 days, we have traveled, in fact, almost 200 kilometers, covering different areas along the international border. We traveled to Akhnoor, where there has just been news of a fresh ceasefire violation, and in fact, one Jawan has been injured. We traveled to a place called Khor, where migrant camps have been set up, because remember, as a precautionary measure, civilians have been evacuated from border villages like the one where we are sitting. We have traveled to the Samba sector, and finally, we have traveled today to the last village, the last populated settlement called Gaon Abdulia, which is really literally the last village, the final frontier before Pakistan begins. And we will be bringing you a special ground report on what it's like to live literally in the shadow of Pakistan under its direct line of vision. All right, but let's get started today with a very, very important statement that came from India's air chief. The air chief had his annual press conference, but of course he was asked about the Uri operations. However, one of the things that he said very guardedly was that India's response to the Uri operation was not yet over, that this was still a live situation. Now, this is a very, very important development, because so far we thought that with that surgical strike across the line of control, that operation was closed. The air chief actually revealing there that this is still a live situation. He did not, of course, elaborate, and journalists did not ask him more for obvious reasons, but this was a very important statement. Also, Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad, as politics overtakes, or a political battle overtakes the surgical strikes today, lashed out at two political parties, at Arvind Kejriwal, who had suggested that to stop Pakistan propaganda, it was time to place perhaps evidence of the strikes on the table and put it in the public domain so that Pakistan could not manipulate the narrative. That was Arvind Kejriwal's position. And Chidambaram, who spoke about how, as former Home Minister, the government too had launched surgical strikes before, but they had not sought publicity for it. Ravi Shankar Prasad lashed out at both of these parties and said that they had in fact questioned the valor of the forces. And so we'll be focusing on that in this special broadcast that is coming to you from the Arispura sector. We're in a little village, and let's tell you a little bit about life at this village. Basically, as the day ends, people start getting up and leaving and going to a safer distance away from the border, and they come back only when the sun is up again. They come back to look after their cattle, they come back to look after their crops. But right now, where we are sitting, a lot of the villages around us are in fact deserted or emptied out. Usually only one family member is left at home. And this is all happening, of course, as there have been now 10 ceasefire violations in the last 36 hours. For more on that, let's go across to my colleague Zafar Iqbal. Zafar, of course, is in the surrounding vicinity of these deserted border villages where only one family member stays behind. Zafar, we're also getting news of more ceasefire violations. It's over to you.
I'm in the Arispura sector. In this village, most of the people have left and gone to safer locations. Nights are crucial. That's the time when most ceasefire violations take place. Though there has been no firing in Arispura, but people are not taking any chances, particularly people living in villages very close to the international border. They just moved to safer places like their relatives' homes or to migrant camps during the night. There has been an escalation in the ceasefire violations. Yesterday, there were ceasefire violations in the Poonch district. Today, there was a major ceasefire violation in the Nowshera sector. In fact, three locations in Nowshera sector were targeted. And also, during the day, firing started in the Palanwala sector, which is still going on intermittently. That's precisely the reason that these border residents moved to safer locations in the nights. In the nights, the firing and shelling is more from Pakistan. Barkha?
All right, Zafar. So like we've been saying, 10 ceasefire violations in the last 36 hours, the most recent one being from Akhnoor in the Jammu sector. We're also right at the international border, the India-Pakistan international border, reporting from ground zero. Now, as we've been mapping the international border, we actually travel right to what we can call the last village on this stretch of the international border, a small village called Abdulia, which in previous years has been shattered badly by Pakistani firing. And we bring you tonight the story of one family where a father lost both his son and his own arm to Pakistani firing. The family was then so terrified that it actually decided to build an underground bunker in their own home. This is the story of many of the homes along the international border where cratered wards, literally you can see the holes in the wall even now, bear testimony to what life was like before the ceasefire of 2003. Houses and villages along the international border in the Sambar sector of Jammu still wear the scars of old wounds. These cratered walls are testimony to mortar shelling from the Pakistani side, heavy firing that once smashed homes and destroyed entire fields of maize and rice. We are in the twin villages of Ben Galar, right on the border. Here, the memories of life before the 2003 ceasefire was brokered between India and Pakistan are still very raw. The cost was not only to cattle and crop, it was human beings, both security forces and civilians, who were the victims. In 2002, 76 civilians were killed in cross-border firing. In 2003, before the November 2003 ceasefire was agreed to by India and Pakistan, 59 civilians were killed in the firing. In contrast, the next 10 years, when the ceasefire more or less held, saw only 4 civilian deaths. No matter which village on the international border you go to, it's exactly the same story. From Ben Galar, we travel 70 kilometers in the opposite direction to the Arispura sector. Weaving our way through the basmati rice fields, we head to the village of Abdulia, the very last populated area on the international border, famous for its locally made milk cake, but today in the news for the reasons of its perilous proximity to Pakistan. In at least one house here, if not all, the debate around what happens next between India and Pakistan is not academic or abstract. It is, in fact, deeply personal. Just 1 year ago, mortar shells from the Pakistani rangers across the border claimed the life of young Pawan Kumar, all of 35. His wife, Rajani, is inconsolable today as she thinks back to that fateful day. His brother Shiv Kumar quietly pulls out Pawan's photograph to share with us. The tragedy in this family does not end with Pawan. Shiv's father Jeet Singh was also seriously wounded in the same shelling. Doctors then had to amputate his arm to save his life. This is a house which has first-hand experience of the human cost of what every ceasefire violation here by Pakistan on the border means. A house where a young man, only 35 years old, Pawan Kumar, lost his life as mortar shells fell from the Pakistani side. His father lost an arm. Here in this household, there is fear and apprehension again. The family only spends the daytime here in the village, and as the sun sets, they move out to a safer place. Shiv and Pawan Kumar's family captures the mood of many border villagers. All of them strongly back India's recent action across the line of control. But at the same time, they want and hope for a permanent peace on the border that will finally allow them a normal existence. So tired and scared are they of living in constant danger that Shiv tells us that the family decided to build a small underground bunker right here in the house to take shelter in on bad days.
Shyamlal ji, aap bataiye ki 2015 mein jo aapke parivar ke sath hadsa hua, kya hua?
Madam, subah subah ki baat hai, jaise 6:05 minute hue the, achanak firing shuru ho gayi.
Pakistan ki taraf se?
Pakistan ki taraf se. तो वो गए थे भैंसों का दूध निकाल रहे थे उधर उधर आके मोटर शेल पड़ा तो उसमें मेरे भाई की डेथ हो गई ऑन स्पॉट ही फादर की बाजू कट गई इधर से
तो उनका वो फादर भी उनके साथ ही थे
हाँ फादर भी उधर ही थे वे हमारे पशु भी 8-10 मर गए उधर ही ऑन स्पॉट ही
और बड़ा भाई था आपका
बड़ा भाई था मेरा
और फादर की हाथ
फादर की इधर से बाजू को लगा ना शेल तो बाद में उनका इलाज करवाया उधर निजी हॉस्पिटल में अमृतसर में
जी
तो उसके बाद बाजू कट गई
और ये कब की बात है 2015
जी 28 अगस्त 2015
तो भारी शेल हुई पाकिस्तान की तरफ
से बहुत ज्यादा फैली है
तो ये तो बहुत ही दुख भरी कहानी है और आपको तो बहुत ही सदमा इसे पहुंचा होगा आप ये बताइए आप फिर तनाव का थोड़ा माहौल बन रहा है लोग कहते हैं कि भाई काफी सारे गांव को खाली भी कर दिया गया है आप लोग तो यही है
हाँ मैडम हमारा भी गांव खाली हो गया है रात को चले जाते हैं दिन को थोड़े लोग आ जाते हैं जहाँ पशु पशु रखे हुए हैं लोगों ने उनको चारा चूरा डालना होता है इसीलिए आना पड़ता है घर में शाम को हम भी चले जाते हैं डरे हुए हैं माहौल तो डर वाला ही बना हुआ है
तो और आपने अपने घर में ही मोर्चा बना दिया एक कसम का जिसको बंकर मतलब की थोड़ा अंदर जाके आपने बनाया है
हाँ जी मैडम हाँ मैडम
आप दिखा सकते हैं हमें
दिखाए
तो भाई की वाइफ बच्चे
बच्चा कोई नहीं है मैडम वाइफ इधर ही है
अच्छा
हाँ
जी इसका थोड़ा बताइए यहाँ हम कहाँ बैठे हैं और ये आपने कब बनाया ये जो मोर्चा
ये मैडम हमने बनाया था 2013 में
हाँ
13 में तब भी शेलिंग होती रहती थी पहले भी छुटपुट तो हमने मकान बनाया तो इसीलिए इसको नीचे अंडरग्राउंड मोर्चा बना
तो ये 2013 में आपने बनाया
हाँ मैडम
और आपने मतलब ये जो हादसा हुआ वो तो 15 में हुआ
मैडम बाहर भी तो काम करना पड़ता है ना घर में ही थोड़ी बैठे रहेंगे सुबह सुबह गए बाहर निकले तब तो शेलिंग हो नहीं रहा था अचानक शुरू हो गई तो बाहर उधर कर रहे थे
तो ये जो मोर्चा बनाया आपने 2013 में बनाया हाँ। कि अगर शेलिंग हो जाए तो आप नीचे आके
हाँ मैडम जहाँ छुप जाते हैं हम लोग
तो फिर कभी 2013 और 15 के बीच में इसका इस्तेमाल किया कभी
हाँ मैडम बहुत बार शेलिंग जब भी होती है तब हम आ जाते थे अंदर इधर
तो आज थोड़ा इधर बताइए कि थोड़ा आज बताइए कि किस तरह का यहाँ पर जो आपने कहा कि अभी भी आप शाम को घर छोड़ के आप चले जाते
हैं हाँ
तो आप लोगों को जिसको पर्सनल ट्रेजेडी हुई है आपको तो ये होगा कि किसी तरह जो 2003 का सीज फायर था वो किसी तरह लागू किया जाए वो ना टूटे क्योंकि जो गांव पे बॉर्डर पे रहते हैं उनको तो सबसे ज्यादा तकलीफ है
मैडम हम लोग तो रोजाना भगवान से यही विनती करते हैं कि अमन चैन हो जाए जैसे पहले था उसी तरह हो जाए हमें लड़ाई नहीं चाहिए
क्योंकि चोट आपको पहुंचती
हाँ जी
तो अभी इंडिया ने जो स्ट्राइक्स की और अनाउंस किया
ये तो बहुत खुशी की बात है मैडम ये तो होना भी चाहिए क्योंकि पाकिस्तान ऐसे मानेगा नहीं
तो आपको ये उम्मीद है कि इंडिया ने जो किया बहुत अच्छा किया
बहुत अच्छा किया मैडम
लेकिन यहाँ पर जो बॉर्डर है उस पे सिचुएशन दोबारा इरप्ट ना हो जाए ये आपकी ख्वाहिश है
हाँ मैडम
कि किसी तरह यहाँ शांति बनी रहे
चाहिए तो मैडम शांति क्योंकि हमने तो इधर ही रहना है चाहे जंग के बाद आएंगे तब भी इधर ही आएंगे कहाँ जाएंगे
कभी आपने सोचा कि भाई यहाँ देखिए मेरा भाई की जान चली गई मेरे फादर की आम चली गई मैं आप छोड़ के कहीं और ही रहूं
कहाँ जाएंगे मैडम, इतनी व्यवस्था कहाँ, हम गरीब लोगों के पास की पीछे जाके रहेंगे, हमें तो यहाँ ही रहने पड़ेगा बॉर्डर पर। हमारे अगर हम लोग चले जाएंगे, हमारे पीछे पूरा गांव भी जाना शुरू हो जाएगा, सभी लोग ऐसे ही जाते जाएंगे तो फिर कहाँ जाएगी इतनी दुनिया, रहना तो है किसी जगह।
अभी जो सरकार ने ये इवैक्यूएशन कराया है जैसे आप लोगों को का भी, तो क्या उम्मीद है आप सरकार से, इस समय क्या चाहते होंगे, क्योंकि बहुत से लोगों के खेत खेत खेती में अभी क्रॉप्स हार्वेस्ट के लिए तैयार है। हाँ। फार्मर्स को भी खतरा है कि हमारे क्रॉप्स ना जाया हो जाए।
हाँ जी।
तो आपका भी खेती बाड़ी का काम चलता है?
मैडम हमारी बहुत खेती है, हमने धान लगाया हुआ है, अभी पका हुआ है धान, थोड़े दिन अगर ऐसा ही रहेगा तो वो पूरा खत्म हो जाएगा, बहुत ज्यादा नुकसान है, हमें तो शांति चाहिए।
पर रहना यही है, यहाँ छोड़ के घर नहीं,
नहीं छोड़ के नहीं जाना है, रहना जहाँ ही है, हम बॉर्डर पर डटे रहेंगे, ऐसी कोई बात नहीं है, डरने वाले नहीं है, जहाँ ही रहेंगे।
और पाकिस्तान से क्या कभी लगता है कि कुछ वहाँ बदलेगा?
दबाने से ही बदलेगा मैडम, ऐसे नहीं बदलेगा, जैसे दबाएंगे उसको फिर ही बदलेगा, जैसे स्ट्रगल स्ट्राइक हुई है एक दो बार दोबारा हो तो फिर ही मानेगा, ऐसे नहीं मानेगा।
After his arm was amputated, the family's patriarch Jeet Singh cannot tend to his fields as he earlier used to. Angry and depressed, he says, perhaps death may have been better.
इसको मरना ठीक है, क्या फायदा उन जीने का?
मुझे ऐसा मत कहिए।
हाँ तो क्या फायदा है, सारा दिन मंजी में पड़े रहना,
क्योंकि आप काम नहीं कर पाते ठीक तरह से।
क्या काम करें, अभी बाजू नहीं है तो काम क्या करें। हमारे को तो यही पता है इससे लड़ाई लगनी अच्छी है, रोज भागना शाम को किसी के घर जाकर कजल होना, वो फायदा है।
ड्यूरिंग द डे विलेजर्स कम टू अब्दुलिया टू वर्क इन द फील्ड्स, ऑल द मेज एंड राइस आर रेडी फॉर हार्वेस्ट, बट एज डस्क सेट्स इन दे पैक देयर बैग्स एंड मूव फर्दर अवे फॉर सेफ्टी।
हियर इन द विलेज ऑफ अब्दुलिया राइट ऑन द इंटरनेशनल बॉर्डर देयर इज वन फियर एंड कंसर्न अमंग the people here, and that is that Pakistan's response to India's surgical strikes across the line of control may well be to create tension and escalate the situation with increased firing across the border in villages like this one. Already we have seen multiple ceasefire violations by Pakistan in the last few days. Villages here have seen this kind of firing from Pakistan and Pakistani shells before, which is why you see here, if the camera can just move in here, which is why you see here underground bunkers like this one, some of them decades old.
For people here, the immediate concern is their lives and the well-being of their cattle and crop. They do not want to leave their homes, but they do want a solution that will one day stand the test of time.
ये लोग सहमे हुए हैं, जो भी है शाम को ये औरतें जो बच्चे हैं ये सारे पीछे चले जाते हैं, जो आदमी लोग हैं वो यहाँ पर रहते हैं, तो जो इस टाइम जो मतलब कि ये हुआ है, हमारी सरकार ने जो पाकिस्तान को मुंह तोड़ जवाब दिया है, इससे लोग बहुत खुश हैं और ये चाहते भी हैं कि आगे भी अगर कोई हरकत करता है पाकिस्तान तो उसको ऐसे ही मुंह तोड़ जवाब देना चाहिए कि ताकि रोज रोज का ये जो मसला है ये खत्म हो जाए।
With the Air Chief making it clear that India's response to the Uri attacks is not yet over, it's the border villagers that are bracing themselves for another season of ceasefire violations, firing by Pakistan and daily uncertainty. At the international border with Zafar Iqbal, Manu Nair, Manoj Thakur and Ruby Dhingra, Barkhadat for NDTV.
So as we broadcast live tonight straight from the India-Pakistan border and we meet villagers who have lost actual family members to the shelling from Pakistani firing, that very, very moving story of the family, the father who lost his son and his own arm that had to be amputated, so scared then that they built an underground bunker in their home. Far away from the border, the political noise, the political battles have begun. Some would say this is extremely unfortunate at a time when Pakistan's political parties have managed to present a united front and even issued a statement where all political parties have stood united. Murmurs of political differences protesters have begun here in India, and we have seen now Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad lashing out at Arvind Kejriwal. He says that Mr. Kejriwal's statements were a virtual questioning of the army. He also lashed out at Mr. P. Chidambaram, who has gone on record to say that there was no need for the government to take ownership of the surgical strikes. They could have done this quietly without taking political credit. The Congress today has in fact released three particular dates in the past under the UPA on which it said that surgical strikes did take place, and have said that the government has been childish. In particular, they've singled out the Defence Minister Manohar Parikar for being irresponsible in the kind of comments that he's made. So are we looking at the political battle overtaking the import and the significance of surgical strikes, and can we afford this at a time when the Air Chief has said that India's response to Uri is not yet complete and it's still a live situation? On the panel today, GVL Narasimha Rao of the BJP, Sushmita Dev of the Congress, Ashutosh of the Aam Aadmi Party. Also, how does the military see this? Former Chief of Army Staff, General Shankar Roy Chaudhary is with us. Major Gaurav Arya is with us. And G. Parthasarathy, Senior Diplomat, is with us as well. Let me get Ambassador Parthasarathy to set the ball rolling. Sir, we are now seeing an open political battle. We're seeing the Congress actually release specific dates and saying that it was childish of the government to go public with a surgical strike. How will these political differences impact what was the larger import of India's surgical strikes?
Barkha, may I say something? I would draw a distinction. Yes, the Congress has a point. There were, I know for a fact, around that time, when our patrols were hit, there were small section type operations in which we hit back very proportionately. The situation now is different. Uri was bad, and the continuing movement of terrorists in has been rather high. And Uri was none of the situations in earlier, and I commend the Congress for what was done then thrice, but they were patrols and hit considerable time after in revenge, nothing in a hurry. Here it was done because the events were large, the response had to be proportionately much larger. And from all I've heard, and I've heard from pretty reliable people who will not bluff to me or sell me a line, it was a pretty effective operation. Now, you can argue that yes, the Pakistanis have got managed their media well, took them on a runaround to places where nothing happened, and then made a song and dance of it in a couple of newspapers. Basic fact is, yes, this was on a much larger scale than earlier operations. But yes, earlier operations were done, but never reported. Mostly they were done as a sort of badla for a particular attack on a patrol or something like that. This was on a much larger measure. The other point I wish to mention is I am very saddened. And I would like to pay tribute to both the Congress President and the Vice President, who have disowned that irresponsible politician from Bombay, who made ridiculous statements.
Yes.
He's a shame to the country. I don't know how he can be a member of parliament. Casting aspersions on the DGMO. I mean, this is unheard of.
Yeah.
And it is a shameless statement.
Absolutely.
Now, but I must say the other thing is, even Mr. Kejriwal went beyond the limits. But at least he was careful in not calling the military into question. And the other point is that, yes, there has to be a diplomatic response to what the Pakistanis have done in terms of media. That will come in time. But that member of parliament from the Congress, I mean, he was a national disgrace. And I'm glad that he has been disowned by the party.
Sanjay Nirupam, Maharashtra Congress leader, goes on record to effectively suggest that the strikes were fake and suggest that the Director General of Military Operations came under political pressure. Those remarks disowned, as Ambassador Parthasarathy is saying, by the Congress. But nevertheless, General Shankar Roy Chaudhary, before I get the politicians in, you do see the Congress releasing dates of surgical strikes, releasing posters that they say have come up in UP, where they say the BJP is trying to take political credit, though the BJP has not said that they've officially released these posters. posters. These posters appear to have come up on social media, in fact quoting a dialogue from a well-known film, Tiranga. How do the forces see all this? Because the forces would not want to be at the center of this political battle. I can tell you, I'm at the border. There are multiple ceasefire violations taking place. This is not what the forces need right now, General Chaudhary.
Look, the forces have been always a trifle contemptuous of politicians. And I am very happy to learn from your channel here, because it was not known to me that Srimati Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi have distanced themselves from this Sanjay Nirupam's incredibly, yes. What shall I say? It's incredibly contemptible statement, saying that the DGMO, yes, Indian Army's statement was under pressure from somebody or the other. I know Sanjay Nirupam has always been, one has always looked upon him with a degree of distrust. But now to say a thing like this, I think it beats even his own lowest. So I am happy that at least the Congress party has disowned itself from Sanjay Nirupam. They should follow it up officially. Yes. By dismissing him, kicking him out of the party.
I will put that to the Congress spokesperson. Yes, but as far as the Congress, General Chaudhary saying, use all information and evidence and put it out in the public domain because you have to counter Pakistan propaganda. Do you agree with that, General Chaudhary, before I get the BJP, the Congress and the AAP into this conversation?
I very definitely do not. Because this is an ongoing operation.
Okay.
And the ISI, the Pakistan Army, the Pakistan intelligence are eagerly looking forward to whatever they can pick up, particularly from the Indian media, because, as you know, 80% of all intelligence comes from open sources. Now, India should not put its most secret information on open sources. So I would very definitely not, and I'm a little actually disturbed when I saw something in the media again, maybe not your channel, maybe some other channel, that the Sri Rajnath Singh is saying that we are seeing what is the report and we will see what to publish. I think we should not even be talking about this.
Yeah.
So I'm disturbed. I don't think we should give any information about a situation because Pakistan is looking forward to it to pick up intelligence about India's operational technique.
That's a fair point.
This is what the Pakistan Army wants to know and the ISI wants to know. And we should not present
very
it
very important
them.
Point. And I want... Okay, GVL Rao, Mr. Rajnath Singh did say wait and watch when he was asked about whether evidence would be put in the public domain. Now, of course, evidence doesn't have to be given to the media. It can be put in the form of dossiers given to Pakistan. It can be shared with the international community. But General Chaudhary makes the all-important point that this is not a closed operation. The Air Chief said as much. Now, for us to see our politicians arguing amongst themselves right now is downright dangerous, I would say, GVL Rao.
It's dangerous and it's disgraceful also. I think this morning, Mr. Kejriwal becomes a hero for Pakistani media. The entire Pakistani establishment wants to only glorify Sanjay Nirupam and Kejriwal. And Congress party sort of distancing itself from Sanjay Nirupam's comment is a bogus activity. It's like Pakistan distancing, saying state actors and non-state actors, we have no control over non-state actors. It's the same distinction that Congress party is trying to play. And actually, I'm sorry to say this, but then a lot of, I think in our political class also, some sleeper cells seem to be working, speaking the language of Pakistan.
What does that
standing
mean?
Standing up with Pakistan.
What do you mean by sleeper cells?
Rogue army.
What do you mean by sleeper cells?
What do you mean by sleeper cells? The whole country, the whole world, let me tell you, the whole world is rejecting Pakistani propaganda. No country or no leader in the world has taken any note of Pakistan's propaganda. And Pakistan's Kashmir propaganda has not been accepted by anyone. And we have all countries rallying behind us for the surgical strikes that we have carried out across. You had a statement from Russia yesterday.
Okay.
You had American statement. You had Bangladesh. Every country has defended our action across the LOC. So, but why are some of these politicians, they are becoming apologists of Pakistan and also sympathizers of separatists? Why do we see this repeatedly in this country? Osama bin Laden's encounter was not televised globally. No evidence was given to anybody.
Yes.
But people have trust in your army. You are questioning your own army.
Let me get Ashutosh and Congress to come in, and then Gaurav Arya, Major Arya. Ashutosh, you have said, your party has said, we are not questioning the forces. We want the government to counter Pakistani propaganda. But, you know, Pakistani propaganda has been countered. Think of 26/11. Think of how much evidence was put in these dossiers. Pakistan will still find a way to be in denial, to deny it, to obfuscate. Isn't this playing at a very dangerous game by both you and the Congress? Your positions are not identical. But Ambassador Parthasarathy says you went... You crossed the line.
Barka, firstly, let me thank G. Parthasarathy, for whom I have a tremendous respect. He said, and what the BJP has been saying from the day, from since morning, the Parthasarathy has said that Kejriwal has not questioned the military, the army. I think by now, this debate should end. Point number two, which I want to highlight, that Aam Aadmi Party has never, ever questioned surgical strike. In fact, Aam Aadmi Party is the only government in this country who has passed a resolution in the assembly saluting army and congratulating the prime minister of this country. Not only the day it has happened, but
so
after
what do you
3
want
days.
Now?
Even the video which has been released,
okay.
Let me complete. Even the video which has released, in that video, despite thousands of differences with the prime minister, Arvind Kejriwal has saluted prime minister's will to take such a strong action against the prime minister, against the Pakistan. What we are raising the issue is that Pakistan for the last 4-5 days has been using the foreign media, the statement by the United Nations, and running a malicious campaign against India, and it is running a propaganda war discrediting Indian army. So we had just simply made a very small request and appeal to the prime minister that this malicious campaign and the propaganda has to be countered robustly. That's the only request. Is it a crime? No, it's not a crime. But look at the way BJP has reacted today. The BJP has put up posters across UP. The defense minister, who's also a senior member of the BJP, is organizing a felicitation for himself in Goa. Now the point is, when on the issue of this issue, when the Aam Aadmi Party is 100% with the Prime Minister, not we have never ever questioned that. Why BJP is doing this this morning?
Okay.
Why they are so provoked?
I'll get Pakistani the BJP media to put the something. Posters, because we do not know if the BJP itself has put the posters. 1 minute. We do not know if the BJP itself has put the posters, but Mr. Rao can come in. Let Sushmita come in. Sushmita, the Congress is questioning the publicity that the BJP has taken by announcing these strikes. You have released 3 dates on which these strikes took place earlier. Isn't that you also now wanting the same political advantage or feeling insecure about what you might think is political advantage to the Modi government?
No, I'm sorry, that was not the motive behind releasing those dates in our press statement. The idea was to request the government that don't get into any political milking and don't turn this into some electoral benefit. These are matters of national security, okay, and handle them in that manner. That's all this is about. It's a message to the government how to handle it better, and it's the need of the day. That's why we released those dates. It's been done before. When a statement comes from the national president of the BJP that this is the first time India has done that, I think that's equally disgraceful. And it shouldn't happen that way. He's a responsible man. He's leading a national party. He has the people's mandate. And let's act responsibly about this.
Okay. Let me bring in General Chaudhary, then Major Arya, because I'm seeing General's hand going up. General Chaudhary, go ahead.
I just want to draw people's attention to till 1999, when again the BJP government was in power and the Congress was in the opposition, almost, if not quite, a replication of today's situation. Now, there was a great deal of verbal acrobatics going on in the political world at that time, about which really most of us were not concerned, of how to praise the army, but not give any credit to the government in power. It's the fact of life that if there is a successful military success, the government of the day owns it. Like the government of the day, the Congress party owns the Battle of Bangladesh. That's a fact.
That's an interesting point.
So the government of the day owns the victory of the day.
That's an interesting point. Okay, let me just get the young Major Gaurav Arya in, and then we'll go to GVL. Gaurav, please go ahead, and then GVL.
See, first of all, about Sanjay Nirupam, I don't even know why he has a point of view in this matter. These are very, very sensitive matters of national security, and for one to make such a loose comment is unwarranted. Now, about cross-border strikes, let me place on record here that cross-border strikes, you know, people say Congress has given three dates, that on this date, this cross-border strike, these were not technically cross-border strikes. It has been happening at the section, platoon, and the local company battalion level. People go across the border, and this is a concept of badla in the army. People go across, people do it. You kill two, three people, they kill two, three of us. Pakistan has made border action teams for this very activity. But this action which took place 5 days back was the first time that such a coordinated action happened. The government publicly owned it, and multiple locations and multiple targets were identified, attacked, and people were killed across the border, and this was done publicly. And this is why this is important. This is a red letter day for us. This is a watershed moment. And as the good general said, it's very true. If Congress can own 1971, then the current government can certainly own the cross-border strikes.
Okay. GVL Rao, then Ambassador Parthasarathy. Mr. Rao, on the posters, I think we need a clarification, because both the Congress and the Aam Aadmi Party and Omar Abdullah have been tweeting these posters that they say the BJP has been putting up in UP. Ashutosh is bringing up a felicitation for the defense minister. The defense minister has been named specifically in the Congress press briefing today. Mr. Rao.
Yeah, Barkha, I think as the party in power, both the party and the government have been extremely restrained in these strikes. You have not had a statement coming from the Honorable Prime Minister. He has not spoken a word on this so far. He is our biggest musket. He is a national hero. I think one line from him, one statement from him will enthuse the entire nation. But still we have restrained. None of our spokespersons have gone around claiming chest thumping. But we are a party in government. Without political sagacity, political leadership, these strikes could not have happened. And secondly, we could contain the fallout. Congress possibly did not have the gumption to talk about it when they were in power. But this government has told the world in a responsible way and has got the whole world to rally behind us. It's a huge diplomatic and military success. You could challenge
sir,
us until yesterday.
Sir, can you clarify on these posters?
All political parties were...
Sir, you
all
made a political, good point.
All political... No, I'm coming to that.
Mr.
I'm
Rao,
coming
you made
to
a
that.
Very good point.
All political parties...
Okay.
All political parties were challenging us. Until a week ago, they were challenging the Prime Minister. They were taking pot shots at us for not retaliating, for not giving retribution until the day it happened. But now you think we should keep quiet? We have no right even to speak. None of our party leaders or party members have no right to even to celebrate it. We have not done this, or we have taken a conscious decision not to talk about it. But you think it's a one-way traffic.
Okay.
You can keep attacking us. You can attack our party leadership, and our party cannot even speak a sentence about it. I think what kind of politics are we talking about?
Fair point. Ambassador Parthasarathy, let's bring you in, then we'll go back to Congress and AAPNU. Ambassador Parthasarathy.
May I say one thing? Yes, the Congress did those small patrol operations, which, as my young friend tells, and which I also said, were what we call as badla in the army. You kill two of my guys on a night patrol, I'll take off two of yours. This was a planned, coordinated action by special forces. And done superbly, let me tell you, the government, I'm sure, will make it things public, because there are many things they can't at this stage. It will come out. General Shankar Roy Chaudhary was the army chief. When he sent a brigade into Myanmar, we worked it out with Myanmar government permission. He never spoke about it. We spoke about it 3 months later after matters were settled with Myanmar. So there's a timing for everything. As I said, you can't compare those three with this. This was very well coordinated, highly using specialized forces. Those are merely patrols hitting each other. There is a very, very clear difference.
Okay.
One more point. Nobody can take this away. From every part of the world, with the exception of China, which has remained muted, not neutral, but muted, we have been commended by the Arabs, by the Americans, by the Europeans. Today, the European Parliament has congratulated us for what we did. So, what are we trying to prove? Please keep this situation is going to last some time. You don't know what's going to happen next. I would urge our elected leaders, please show a sense of responsibility and let's learn to work it together. At times of crisis, the great strength of Indian democracy is we've been always together. I'm much older age. I have seen the 65 conflict, which I took part in. I saw 71 when Mr. Vajpayee called Mrs. Gandhi as Durga. In Kargil, by and large, we stuck together. And I told you what General Shankar Roy Chowdhury did in his days. He hasn't spoken about it. I'm telling you because I was the ambassador in Myanmar at that time. So much happens, but I will not tolerate, or no Indian in his right senses will tolerate politicizing the army, and to say that what the DGMO said was based on his political masters, the man is, as I said, a national disgrace.
I agree with you on that. And Ashutosh, you've blogged for NDTV.com saying that the international media is questioning the authenticity of the strikes. Should we be so concerned about what New York Times and Washington Post are saying based on Pakistan escorted trips to their side of the border and the LOC? Why not focus on how the SAARC countries have responded, or on the fact that the UN Security Council has said that this situation was not even discussed? As we speak, there has been firing on a police station in Kulgam in South Kashmir. Is this responsible for the AAP to be raising these questions at this time?
See, the propaganda is equally a part of the war. And that's why I have said, and very clear on these points, that if Pakistan is spreading rumor all across, and if New York Times is coming out with a report, and Washington Post is coming out with a report, United Nations spokesperson has said something, and Pakistan is using that as a malicious campaign against India to discredit India's surgical attack. Aam Aadmi Party is 100% with the government on the surgical. We have never questioned that. The point is, we are just requesting the government and the Prime Minister to counter that. It's as simple. There should not be any politics should be read into that. And I told you earlier also that Aam Aadmi Party, when we got to know about the surgical strike, we were the first one to congratulate the Prime Minister despite so many differences with the Prime Minister, and everybody knows
our differences
with
the Prime Minister. So what do you want the government to do? Ashutosh, what do you want the government to do?
Sorry?
Ashutosh, what do you want the government to do? What do you want the government to do at this moment?
Government of India is in the right place. It's up to them. We made only a request. They want to respond, it's up to them. If they don't want to respond, it's up to them. We just make a small request as a responsible party of this.
Okay, Sushmita, the Congress press statement goes much further. It actually says information and evidence should be used to counter Pakistan propaganda. In other words, you're saying put out footage, put out what the drones may have picked up. But here what General Chaudhary is saying, that could give away operational techniques, classified information. The Air Chief has said this is still an ongoing response. This is not closed yet. And that's A. And B, what action are you going to take against Sanjay Nirupam?
See, first of all, our party is very clear that we believe what the DGMO has said, but it is a cause for concern, the false propaganda of Pakistan. How the government of the day intends to counter that and dispel with that view is up to the government, and under no circumstances is the Congress party saying that please put sensitive information in public domain. They definitely should not do it. And I think what Sanjay Nirupam ji has said, everybody has given their views on it. The party has disassociated itself with what Mr. Sanjay Nirupam has said. Party has taken note of that and is seized of the matter. And I assure you that internally it will be dealt with. But I would like to make it unequivocally clear that we stand with the Indian Army. We have no doubts about the surgical strikes, and we have, we hope and we are optimistic that government will not politicize the army, not
you
drag
have,
the army into any
but
political battles.
You have singled
battles.
Out the defense minister.
And please,
Sushmita,
and
you
please,
have singled out the defense
no
minister. You have singled out the defense minister. Yeah, you have singled out the defense minister and
yes,
the posters.
We have.
Please comment
not
on that
the,
and Mr. Rao can respond
not
to that.
Just
why?
Miss,
why?
Not just Mr. Parikar. I'm even singling out Mr. Amit Shah, who's the national president of the Bharatiya Janata Party. In his tweet, he should get things factually correct. We are proud of what the army has said, like Mr.
No,
Partha Sathi has
said. All the
said.
Panelists
it's a, it's
on
a,
the program.
It's a different step. We appreciate that. Sorry?
Barkha.
Okay, GVL Rao,
so
give me half a second.
We stand by that.
Half a second, Gaurav and then
we stand by that.
Gaurav and then
I'm requesting, all parties
okay,
that let everything not be about Congress versus BJP. It's not about that always.
Okay.
No, can I?
All right, GVL Rao, two points have been brought up.
See,
yes, I'm coming
the,
to you.
All the on the
Mr. Parikar,
up the posters.
Mr. Amit Shah.
Okay, Mr. Rao, go ahead.
No, all the panelists on the program, you have a former army chief on your show. You have a major who's on your show. You have Ambassador Parsarathi on the show. I don't think you can get better expertise to comment on this. They have all stated very clearly.
Yes.
These surgical strikes are entirely different from the kind of badla activities that were carried out at the border. So the Congress is trying to really compare the apples and oranges.
Don't thump your chest. That's all.
They're simply firing. And as far as our president, he is factually right. Your president and vice president, I accuse them of hypocrisy. I accuse them of cheating. You are simply following the same analogy of Pakistan and trying to distance yourself from Sanjay Nirupam as a non-state actor. He is
yes,
very
we
much
do.
Mr. Rao,
yes,
very
we
much
do. Your Prime Minister distanced himself from
he's
Giriraj. Your Prime Minister still has Niranjan Sadhvi in his cabinet. Let's not go down that
Rahul
road.
Gandhi.
Your Prime Minister distanced himself from Gaurakshaks.
Okay, guys, are
your
you coming
Prime
up?
Your Prime Minister is a bigger hypocrite on Giriraj. Let's not get into that.
You've made your point.
This is not about Congress and BJP, Barkha.
Okay, Sushmita. So, exactly. Now, I want to ask. Now, Mr. Rao, I just want to ask you something very specifically. Did the BJP release those posters that the opposition is attacking the party for, and Mr. Parikar's statements about Pakistan still being in a coma and so on? You said the party has been careful not to chest thump. Do you agree with Mr. Parikar's statements, and are those posters the BJP's posters?
No, Barkha. Mr. Parikar is the defense minister of the country, and he knows what needs
yes.
to be said to enhance the morale of the armed forces
yes.
and to place the facts. He
yes.
doesn't need permission from the Congress
yes.
party's media cell to decide what to speak. The defense minister of the country is mature enough, and he is smart enough, and he has done the country proud. So if it's
okay,
hurting the Congress party, because they haven't done anything like this, if it's hurting
Uri?
Them.
Okay, I want to get Gaurav in. I want to get Gaurav in. At the end, we'll get closing comments.
Okay. Barkha,
okay, Sushmita, that's it. I'm at the end. Gaurav, go ahead, please.
Yeah, Barkha, I think these political parties are speaking with a forked tongue. Now, they all of them together say that we are with the army and we support the Indian army, and all kudos and praise to the Indian army. And at the same time, they say that they tell the political leadership, because they know that the mood in the nation is such that they cannot say anything against the army directly, except for somebody who's totally out of line, like Mr. Sanjay Nirupam. Now, they're saying give out the dates.
Yes.
Giving out dates, that is number one, on
yeah.
which dates surgical strike happened.
Yeah.
Now, this is factually incorrect. Those were not
yes.
surgical strikes. Number two, you know... they are asking people or asking the government to give proof. Now, what kind of proof do they require, and why do they require proof? Obama did not give any proof to the Republicans. Nobody gives proof. These are highly secret operations which happen. Now, there have been images taken by the UAVs. That is what I have heard in the media, up through a satellite link. Now, if you have taken those images, these will be used by the Defense Ministry at a time and place they think appropriate, not to satiate the needs, the publicity needs of the opposition parties in this country.
That's so fair, and I'll give General Chaudhary 30 seconds, and then Ambassador Parthi the last word. General Chaudhary.
Well, my final comments are that anything we give out in the form of publicity, the Pakistan intelligence is looking for it. And if we are going to give out operational details of this transborder strike, I think we are going to do ourselves a lot of damage. I suggest we do not give out any footage that the Indian Army has taken or satellites in Indian satellites have taken. And we, because this is precisely what the Pakistan intelligence wants, they're looking for it.
Yes. Ambassador Parthasarathy, last word, sir.
Well, let me put it this way. The U.S. National Security Advisor and the Vice President of the European Union would not have welcomed what we have done if they had even the slightest reason to believe that it was cooked up. Okay? So, for our Indian politicians or any particular politician, I must say by and large the political class has behaved with maturity, but certain people shooting their mouth off, disgracing the military, should be reined in. That's all I'm saying, because let us realize this is going to continue. This is not the end of the road.
Yes.
General Rahil Sharif, before he quits on November next month, is not going to keep quiet. So let's watch it.
And
let the government handle it, because look, they alone have intelligence. And one last point.
Yes.
The intelligence in this military operation, the intelligence inputs from what I have seen and read, is far better than what was available some years ago. So hats off to our intelligence services.
I will leave it there, but
to our intelligence services.
I will leave it there only by saying, absolutely, but I will leave it there only by saying that here at the border where we're witnessing multiple ceasefire violations, Ambassador Parthasarathy, you make a very important point that this is not done. The air chief saying this is a live operation and Pakistan is going to try and test this ceasefire or the 2003 ceasefire that has more or less held for the last many years with some ups and downs. We leave it there. The special broadcast in our special series, The Borderline, coming to you live from the India-Pakistan border, thanking our panel tonight. See you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Thanks for watching.